necessary because of your Father. Now, to affirm this point, our Lord uses three illustrations. One relates to food, one relates to health, and one relates to clothing. Look at food in verse 26. He says, look at the birds of the air. Now, it may well have been that as he was standing on the mountain north of the Sea of Galilee on that sloping hillside, he might have just pointed up as a flock of birds flew by. And by the way, Palestine is full of birds. One writer by the name of Parmalee has written a book called All the Birds of the Bible. And he calls Galilee the crossroads of bird migration. This is sort of a footnote for you. When birds across Europe, all the way from Western Europe, clear through Eastern Europe, migrate south as they do every year for the winter, they all fly through Israel. That's true even today. More Israeli pilots have been killed by birds coming through the cockpit of their jets than by the enemies of Israel. There are special rules for coming and going from the Ben-Gurion Airport at Tel Aviv because of bird migration, because they can get caught in the engines of large airplanes. It's a serious issue. So the Israelis have literally flown with the birds, and they know their migrating patterns. They know what time of year they come. They know for how long certain birds will migrate, and they also know the altitude at which they fly. And it's always the same every year, and so they have charted all the migrating birds that migrate to the north of Africa. They migrate through Israel because west is water and there's no food flying across the Mediterranean, and they migrate. They can't go east because it's barren desert and there's nothing there, and Israel is fertile and they can land now and then for supplies. This has always been fascinating to me because we read in the book of Revelation that at the end of the age, when the battle of Armageddon is fought, there's going to be a feast for the birds. Remember that? If there's any one place in the world where there could be plenty of birds, it is in the land of Israel. So perhaps Jesus looks up and sees a flock of birds. He says, look, they don't sow. They don't reap. In fact, they just fly around and pick up the seed you sow. They just come down and eat the crop that you're growing. They don't gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?